Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live,
live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Again,
how are you?
I am doing great, thank you. How are you guys?
Great, excited to talk to you.
Oh, me too. I've been talking about it all day. I've definitely been hyping up to everyone. I was like, okay, I have my interview. Although I've been saying 8:30, so that's how excited I've been to do this interview. Is I pushed it 30 minutes ahead.
So much has happened with you since we last had you on.
I know, it's been, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be Britain if that didn't happen, huh?
You kind of blew up. How do you feel? And you, I mean, you were just out there now. Mm-hmm. You were a success, and how you feel after all that? Is it just kind of like surreal, or are you soaking it in right now?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, to be honest with you. It's a hit or miss every day. So some days it's like it's a dream come true. It's super surreal. It's like, wow, this is everything I believed would happen. Like, I envisioned this exact thing. And then some days it's like, you know, the pressure of still doing and being, you know, being a fighter and working hard every day and dealing with, you know, the publicity on it and people talking about you. You know, there's like a lot of banter back and forth on social media. And then you have like the whole thing about a fighter. The biggest thing is what's next. Like, am I training, you know, just to work on my craft and to help other people? Am I training for, when am I fighting next? What is next? And, you know, what I should put my attention and what my efforts and focus should be in. And then some days it's just, you know, sometimes it can be a lot, you know, it's definitely a lot. And you just kind of want to go off and be, you know, in your own little oasis, which I still have a lot of that here too. So it's good. It just really depends on the day, but most of all, you know, for the most part, it's amazing. I'm doing what I love. I'm following my dreams and my passion, and I'm hopefully still helping and inspire other people.
Yeah, and you took a chance, and that, I think, really, some people just don't take things like that, and that, I think, really jumped you forward, and I can imagine it being overwhelming. Like, I mean, sure, everyone wants to know exactly what are you planning for next, who are you going to beat the crap out of next?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and the biggest thing, you know, I'll say, for being in my weight class, a lot of people apparently really don't know, or it doesn't really sink into them, that bare knuckle only has one weight class for females. So being a female fighter is like especially hard because we fight at just 125. So where the males, they're kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to drop for 135 for this guy, or I'm going to go for 145, et cetera, et cetera. For females, it's just the 125. So for me, my biggest thing here is that I want to be the best. And I'm definitely 100% that, you know, that idea and passion hasn't gone away. I still want to be the best. But the girls that I'm facing tend to be coming in a little bigger. They walk around like 140 and they're cutting to 125. So I've been really focused on like a new aspect of gaining the muscle and gaining the weight. To be as competitive as I can at this weight class. And that's been kind of a process too, you know, going back and forth on kind of getting used to walking around 10 pounds heavier and kind of having that adjustment as a female.
If you weren't, if there was an added class, do you think you'd be dropping down or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If there is an added class, like I would love there to be a 115 class. When I boxed, you know, I fought at 118. I could definitely do 115, but I, you know, that was the weight class I feel like I was definitely the most dangerous when it came to boxing, because in boxing I faced the same problems. You know, I fought people at 125, I fought at 130, and I fought at 135, and they were all dice rollers. The girls came in, they were way bigger. So my game plan has always been to outmove, outskill, and be faster than someone who's bigger and stronger than me. So it was kind of something I always, like, as a true survivor, going back from what we talked about last time on the live show, it's kind of like do or die. And when it comes to that, you know, I'm definitely going to do, and I'm going to survive no matter what. But obviously I don't want to take the chances and keep fighting bigger, heavier girls when I could be in a weight class that I'm definitely the most dominant at.
Yeah. So that's something that, yeah, it doesn't seem very fair. There's only one weight class. Cause like, I'd like to see some like female heavyweights and bare knuckle too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Everyone talks about that. Just imagine if there was a female heavyweight and bare knuckle. I feel like
there'd be some bad bitches.
Yeah. It would be awesome. I mean, I think that they should, but you know, I'm probably a little biased on it because I am a female, but they keep saying, oh, there's not enough females. There are not enough females to match and keep it competitive. But I mean, I see girls all the time that want to get into bare knuckle. It's just they don't have a weight class for them.
Mm-hmm. And even getting, yeah, that 115 weight, those girls are going to be fucking wiry too.
Right. Yeah. They'll be, you know, smaller, but normally that weight class, you tend to see, it's not so much that, don't think in the terms of being skinny, it's that they're short. They're mostly shorter at that weight class.
Petite.
Like 5'2", 5'4". Yeah, exactly. Like there's still some girls, like a lot, like even, you know, looking at Paige, like Paige VanZant, who I just fought February 5th, she fought in the UFC at 115. So it just shows you that broad spectrum and fighters on really how much weight they can drop to go into a fight. And then when you actually watch them fight, they're really not fighting at the weight they came
in.
Yeah. But sometimes you have more success when you don't cut at all. So I think I'm kind of biased. I'm not biased. I'm kind of stuck in the middle on whether or not to fight at walking weight, because that's how I, you know, feel like I fight at my walking weight. I don't like cutting. I'm not good at it. And then you have the people that can shred those. And I just don't know if it is actually maybe a benefit to them, because at least on the girl side, maybe the guys can push through. Girls' bodies, I do believe, are different, and I don't think it does take a toll on you, especially when you're trying to digest all that food and the nutrients that you're trying to put back in your body.
Yeah.
Well, no, women, we already have an issue with losing weight like that because our hormones are different.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's that time, you know, being, you know, there's different things that make you like put on water weight more and you can't get it off, because I've done that too. Like I've made 118 super easy, but there was one time where I literally had to like kill myself to make 118, because I was walking around at 122, which really isn't that big of a difference, but losing that 4 pounds in that one period of time, I just couldn't do it just because of the other factors going on with my life at that time.
Yeah.
Imagine how fucking mad you'd be if you're kind of way you got through it and then like got in your period the week of the fight and just fucking
Yeah, no, I've had that before. So that's been definitely a real experience.
Sorry guys at home, but that first day,
that's real life problem.
Yeah, real life shit. Get used to it.
I would like to see a push away from all the weight cutting and go to a same day weigh-ins to where it doesn't make any sense to do a weight cut.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I do see the studies in it, because they say when you're cutting weight, it does affect your brain, because, you know, in that water retention, it comes from somewhere. And if you're already definitely chiseled and worked out, like, where is that water coming from?
Yeah.
You see a lot of these athletes, like, you're right, when they cut weight and then they come back, they're super lethargic. They're not all there. It's very mental in that aspect, because your brain takes that much water to run and function properly too. So I do think a lot of, you know, you definitely see that in the amateurs, the same day weigh-ins. I think for me, it would be, you know, I wouldn't really mind it, because again, I usually fight at my walk around weight. This is the first time in my life that I've walked around above 130. So, it's a little different for me getting used to that, but it, you know, I still feel strong and I feel really healthy, and everyone says I look really good. So I guess I just have to go with that, but it is a difference, you know, when you're talking about 10 pounds.
Yeah. You're probably more lean muscle though, right?
What?
Lean muscle though. Is that what you're putting on? You're not just for people at home to understand, not everyone understands the kind of weight that we put on or take off, or it's not necessarily like you're packing on fat and just cardio. Yeah,
exactly.
That's one thing people don't understand. Like, that's the effects that happens if people are on drugs. It's not so much the drugs effects, it's the fact they're dehydrated, they're not getting enough sleep, they're stressing out their body. And then we have these athletes that do it and they're wrecking themselves just like, you know, people on drugs are doing. And it's just being more conscious that maybe we don't need to stress our bodies out this much just to drop 20 pounds to get to a fight.
Yeah, imagine how you eat Thanksgiving dinner and how tired you are, you know, right after the meal. Mm-hmm. And then think about all these people just eating. That's why I actually try to just eat till I feel normal and not just put all your energies, you know, digesting. So I don't think people realize that. I don't know if they understand the breakdown for those that don't actually get in their cage.
Right.
So I know there's lots of speculation on what's coming up for you and the women's divisions. But have you heard anything, and where do you see things matching up?
Yeah, so that's one of those, another thing that's a super roller coaster. You know, I thought that I put a, you know, a post on Instagram and everything saying, hey, I have special news for you guys. It's coming up, because I was supposed to find out Wednesday exactly who I was fighting, but that I was indeed fighting May 21st. But that card got canceled and got pulled, and I think that it was announced for June 18th. But now it's going to be at a later date. We can't say for sure right now, so it's kind of like still being like undercover. But it is going to be a June date, so I am scheduled to be on that card, so that's pretty exciting. I just heard it today, actually, that I will indeed be on that card. Who and the exact date, I still have to keep under wraps, so I can't really say it yet, but know that I'm preparing for it, and I'm super excited and passionate about the fight. It's definitely one that I think needs to happen to shut some naysayers up, and so I'm excited. I'm looking at it as an awesome fight. You know, I want the fight, so I'm excited. I hope it happens. I hope she doesn't punk out and back down, so I can at least say that much.
Is it who you think it is?
I don't know.
Wait, twice. How about one question? Is it a title fight?
No, and I know, and I asked, and he's like, they keep making these excuses saying, well, we can't give a title shot to someone who's 1-0. Or we can't give a title shot to someone who's 0-1. And we can't give a title shot to someone who's a debuter. But I'm like, don't you people want that? Like, everybody wants someone to have the belt.
If they challenge you, though.
Isn't the Miami fight, aren't several of the people 1-0?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, I know. And I just have to say, okay, unfortunately, I'm the boss. But
you work for the organization. You can't say too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I definitely, you know, I have definitely been really vocal about it. It's something I want more than ever. It's definitely one of my main goals in fighting, definitely to motivate, inspire other people. But I feel like to have that credibility to do that, you know, you have to have a title, you know, just like when you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, if you want the real thing, you have to put on it. Well, if you want to be the real thing, you got to put a belt on it. So that's really what I'm looking for. And I want it. But, you know, and I said that, and I think Boss Man could tell that, I don't want to say desperation, but the want and desire for the belt. And, you know, he said, trust me, Britton, you're getting the title shot for you is coming up. So I just got to, you know, really just work extra hard, because, you know, it is bare knuckle at the end of the day. I'm not counting anyone out. I'm not saying anyone's an easy fight. I'm definitely excited to fight certain people, because I feel like I would fight them for free in the parking lot because I just dislike them so much. But other than that, you know, anybody can be a threat. Anyone can have a punch. And now I have one more person that's in my way that I have to remove. That way I can get the title shot. So I don't want to take it loosely. And I'm definitely training really hard for the fact that this person might mess up my chances for that. And I'm not going to let that happen.
So I always have a question too about, there's been some new talent being added to the roster. Do you think that it's wise to match? I mean, even with Paige coming in and fighting you had your one fight before that. Do you think it's fair to have anybody come in here and debut against somebody that's fought even one time? Because, I mean, a smack to the face with bare knuckle is a huge adjustment when you know you get in there. So do you think that maybe having – I'm sorry, I keep cutting you. Do you think that maybe having debut versus debut would be a better fit for people coming in?
I mean, yes and no. I feel like bare knuckle is still fairly new. You know, they're on their the next event is BKFC 18, but there's actually really been 19 events.
Right.
But I think that, you know, so it is still in its new phase. They're still figuring stuff out. I do think there's a lot of people that think that they can do bare knuckle, and it's like, wow, you really have no idea. So I feel like, you know, exactly like with this, you know, devil's toe sucker lollipop thing. I mean, I think it's at your own risk. If you're entering into bare knuckle, you're not getting, I mean, it's bare knuckle. We can't make it any easier for you. So giving you a debuter is really, I mean, I really don't see it as being an unfair advantage. If you're going to do bare knuckle, you're going to do bare knuckle. You know what you're getting into. If you sign up for it, if you're matched with someone who's 2-0 or 0-2 has experience, just know that that's a factor that you're going to have to train extra hard because this person has experience. Yeah. And that you're going to have to do the same thing they did. Because at one point in time, you know, we all had to enter that. And unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world. And, you know, debuters don't always fight debuters. Would it be more fair? Yeah. But do we really have, you know, time for that? Do people really want to do that and see that? It might make it a more of a longer process. So I feel like, you know, going in there, I definitely did it. I had to fight, you know, my fair share of people, and I ended up pretty great. So, you know, I think that, again, there's a lot of girls in there, again, like Paige. Yeah, she only has one fight experience with bare knuckle, but she does have a lot of other fight experience. And these girls that are being signed, they've coming from boxing backgrounds. They're coming from MMA backgrounds. They're coming from different fight combats. So they know what they're getting into. So I don't know. If you're getting into bare knuckle, I don't think you should ask for an easy ride, right? Or expect one, period.
And also, like, on the other side of that, too, with, like, debuters, you don't know how good they are. They could be a fucking rock star, but this is just their first fucking fight.
Exactly.
So I've seen some fighters with experience, they'll try like, yeah, I want a debuter because they think it's going to pad their record. The next debuter could be the next undefeated.
Absolutely. And then that's the chance, right? And you're robbing them of their chance. If they think they can do it, why not give them the shot?
Okay, it's a horrible idea. My bad.
No. It's not. No, it's just it's an awesome conversation and a good conversation starter. Definitely not a horrible idea, but I think, you know, it definitely – is something to think about and consider when you're matching people.
Now, I don't think a debuter should go against someone with like 4 or 5 fights. Like, that's totally not cool. But like, yeah, 1 or 2, well, you know, probably wasn't
hurt. I just noticed a lot of times, like, debuters come out and they get hit that first time and they're just like, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And bare knuckle has a lot of them. You know, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but you know, there's like 5 females that I know that only have 1 bare knuckle fight and you haven't seen them back. So, you know, it's one of those things if you're, you know, and even at the most, I think I have 4 bare knuckle fights and Misfit, she has 4 bare knuckle fights and we're leading with the most bare knuckle fights. So you're looking at someone with only 4 fight experience max in sport already.
Right.
So everybody else, we're playing like super duper catch up. And what are we going to do? Are we going to sit around and just because we took those risks and because I have 4 fights, do I have to sit around and wait for someone else to have 2 or 3 fights before I can fight? Then I'm going to be inactive. I'm signed to a deal. So it kind of, you lose your edge. And what, you know, that's a disadvantage too, when you take a year layoff from fighting and being in competition. That's a factor too, when you look at somebody.
Do you think you have a high pain tolerance, or real question, like, do you feel like you just don't feel something when it comes to contact to your face with a bare knuckle? I ask that because I have slight pain tolerance, but then I also don't feel certain.
Yeah, no, in bare knuckle, to be honest, I feel it after, but my adrenaline is so high, and I've been put in those situations before where I've I've been in really complex situations where, you know, I've had my nose broken and I've had cuts and I had to figure it out quickly. I couldn't really be like, oh my God, I'm in pain. The pain mm-hmm. comes later and it does hurt later. But in the moment, you know, I still remember getting hit first time and I was like, oh, you know, it's really no different than boxing and the fact that it stuns you, but it's not really a pain thing. And then you kind of, you kick in, at least for me anyways, when I get hit, I kick into survivor mode and I'm like, all right, this isn't happening again.
No. Not the waters.
Yeah.
So, I think we're nearing the time for the challenge.
It's that time.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you guys? Oh,
my.
Mm-hmm. Me and Allie.
Me and Karen have.
I'm in it, though.
All right,
I haven't done it because it can't be sent to Australia.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, she would have.
So I posted it on my Instagram, and I had so many people message me saying, don't do it. They're like, it'll give you stomach cramps and mess up your training.
What? Don't swallow anything. You'll be fine the next day. Just don't swallow anything.
Just spit. Spitting is fine.
Don't tell them he's debuting, Karen.
I know, but I don't want to see, like, Bryn Hart has go rush to the hospital with massive diarrhea. Like,
yeah, we gave her cancer or something.
So I told someone, I was like, they're like, oh, Bryn. I was like, man, they said it's going to cause you stomach pain, and it's going to cause my training to be bad and all this. And they're like, you're still going to do it, aren't you? And I was like, well, I mean.
It's gonna affect your training?
But
no, I don't,
are you training tomorrow?
That bad.
It just hurts for a couple hours. Like, it's going to be, like, just hot for the next couple of hours, and then you'll be fine.
Howie's asking if you're fighting the other fighter with four fights. He's trying to pry the information out of you.
We can't get no sneak peeks, neither can you.
Yeah, that would give it away, huh, since I said the only two females that have that many fights. That fight's definitely coming, don't you worry.
Howie's sneaky.
All right, so I unwrapped it. This is crazy.
Do you have anything?
All right.
I am going to go get a cup, though, because now I'm
like, yeah, get a drool cup, get some water, get
maybe get
need.
Some yogurt and ice cream, too.
Get some dairy. Towel.
Okay. Just don't swallow it. That's my only suggestion. Our show is not about how her recovery is the next day, so I just want to help her out.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put it in, right? We're such a great show tonight. We're spitting is okay, and we're going to put it in.
All the way.
And I'm just going to hold it there until I can't, right?
Swirl it around.
It's a five-minute challenge, and we're going to ask you questions during the 5 minutes.
All right, so if I pull it out, then that means that I don't get any more questions.
Yeah. Yeah, you're basically.
All right.
All right.
Clocks up.
Here's a real battle.
Here we go.
Don't be scared.
You got to count me down from three. Okay, there it is. All right.
Yep.
What is your favorite movie?
Twilight.
All right.
Coraline?
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. I think she said Coraline.
Oh, I like that movie too.
What is it burning yet?
Hmm?
Is it burning yet? Tell us when it starts burning.
What app on your phone can you not live without that you're always on?
Why do you always ask that?
Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, it shows my life all the time.
So we know where to catch you at.
All right. See, now you gotta spit, don't you? Don't you? Spit, just lean off camera.
Who's your hero?
Lean off camera.
Hmm.
4 minutes.
My daughter.
Aww.
How old's your daughter? Seven?
Seven. Did you grow up with animals? Did you have any pets as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have?
I had a dog, I had a cat, and I had a rat.
You had a rat?
Yeah, and I love it.
I have two rats!
They're so smart.
Who?
They are.
Who is the best bare knuckle male fighter?
Joey Valchon.
Oh, who would guess?
Who is your least favorite bare knuckle fighter?
Christian. It came up sometime. We knew it.
I hate that girl.
What's a perfect night out for you?
Oh, at the movies.
Nice. At the movies. Old time shit now.
Yep. What's your favorite type of food?
What?
Favorite type of food?
Oh, ice cream.
You're gonna want some.
Do you like cinnamon?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I guess anyone's wondering.
What's the sucker taste like?
Cinnamon.
Yeah, he didn't tell us about that. It's freaking horrible.
Yeah, like terrible fireball.
She's doing good. She's going to beat us, it looks like, possibly. I don't know. Are you going
to
beat us?
We're getting close to 2 minutes.
What pisses you off about people?
Like, what's a pet peeve? Yeah.
Pet peeve.
When they lie.
Liars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about driving? What's your pet peeve while people are driving?
When they pass you when you're already going over the speed limit.
How fast you want me to go? Mine's a blinker.
Mine is when you're driving.
When
somebody's in the fast lane and you have to pass them on the right hand side. That's my pet peeve.
What do you find scary? What's your fears?
Alligators.
What's your
if you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
To stop time.
Stop time, nice.
I like that one.
What is your favorite trait in a partner?
They don't lie.
Okay. That's solid.
If you could be any other profession, what would it have been? You're doing great. You're doing great. It's okay. We spent
1 minute.
I know. You got 1 minute left.
You guys can beat us. So,
1 minute. It would be a marine biologist.
Nice. That'd be cool. Turtles and stuff.
So was your first actual physical fight in the ring or on the streets?
Streets.
Okay. Did you ever get in trouble growing up?
All the time.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Adam Sandler.
Oh my god, I love
really?
Adam. I love Adam.
20 seconds!
Oh no.
Does your daughter want to be a fighter?
Don't stop.
Oh, what?
10,
does your daughter want to fight? Like her mom?
Kind of. Some days she depends.
Why are you so calm?
Three, two, one!
Winner.
Oh my
god, she did it.
Oh my god, look, I'm like,
did you eat bananas?
Ah,
no. Oh wow.
Not bad, huh? Oh,
wow.
Like, she's not even
hurricane green make us look like chumps.
Not even struggling.
She's not even trying to go for it. I mean, she just has water. What the hell?
Dude, you could have let her keep going another minute.
Not only can blow up, but her mouth can withstand fire. So.
See, that's that pain tolerance, right?
I can't.
Wow, I've been talking about this all day. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it.
Ooh, Godzilla ain't got shit on you.
I know.
Was
that
as bad
awesome.
As you thought?
What?
Was it as bad as you thought it'd be?
Okay, so it's pretty spicy. It's pretty hot. I'm so thankful that I can spit, so thanks for that. But I think I was just really, like, I was like, what if it gives me, like, chemical burns?
No.
What if it makes my stomach hurt?
No, I think my lips were like, felt like I got Botox, like Allie said.
You had like
a type of filler, but.
No,
your lips might be a little
challenge or challenge page to this.
It's like hotter now than when it was in my mouth.
Yeah. It's gonna come down. Yeah, about until 8:30, 9:30, 9:10, 10:30. Watch a movie. Eat some ice cream. Favorite. You have ice cream on hand, ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, have some dairy.
I do. My favorite food, so I definitely have ice cream.
So let us know that you can train tomorrow and that you are okay.
I will.
We need an update.
I feel like a chump right now.
I know. You like barely cried at all, and we did.
I'm afraid of that.
look at my eyes, though.
Hey, Karen, I still have some of mine. We could redo.
I threw mine away. Are you kidding? For keeping the shit.
Dude, I think I still find it. Hang on.
I buried it like 6 feet deep. Like it was horrible.
I got a drawer here somewhere. Oh. Where?
I'm telling you, Vegemite is where it's at for Sambo.
I'm glad.
It's like pepper spray, man.
Go get your water. Go get your gelato. Go get your ice cream. You're amazing. I don't know if you saw people commenting on that, by the way.
That was awesome.
Howie wants to know if your coach is coming to HOF inductions with you.
You know what? I have to ask him. I didn't ask him.
All right. Well, blame Howie and Marie for it.
Right. I have to. I
that damn Gabe.
So I nominated him for a coach award.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely will make sure he gets it, but he's pretty busy, but I'll ask him if he wants to come.
Is the next BKFC in Miami?
What?
Is the next BKFC, is that in Miami?
It is.
Okay. I think
they moved it to June, is that right?
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, I can't think of anything else right now because this shit is hot.
So we know you got a lot going on. If you do happen to run into that Joey guy, tell him we'd like to have him on the show also.
Matter of fact, come here.
Well, we want to have you on the show, on your own show, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get you on here?
I'm not going to do that challenge.
You just used her sticker.
I know. Party pooper, huh? Oh. Yeah, he knows.
Is he going to be on the girls' show or the boys' show?
I'm thinking about having him on the Bare Knuckles Most Wanted and kind of switching, allowing, you know, the BKFC guys to go over there. So, and gals. But
down. No, he'll be around. I was on this show before. And
she's grandfathered in. She stays on ours.
What flavor are you eating?
Coconut.
Oh,
it's
good.
Oh, it's so good.
My kids hate it. Whenever we get ice cream, I get stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's sweet, but it's not like, and it takes a while to eat because it's like, you know, but I could easily go through a gallon of ice cream too.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't have sweets in my house because I'll eat it all.
Facts. Facts for sure.
Well, you definitely, someone called you a champ. I think you are a champ. Me and Allie are chumps. Sambo, you have to join us. Matt, we're looking at you.
And he licked it once and was like, nope.
I go to an Indian restaurant and I order
this sadistic as shit.
That's funny.
It's too hot.
Yeah,
and
I'm not even a lover of hot food.
What's that?
You don't even like hot food?
I don't like spicy food.
Holy shit.
You like it now?
You can eat it now.
I only did it just to see if I mentally was tough enough.
That's where she is.
What I want to know is who's tougher, Joey or Brittany? We need at least one lick from Joey.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I have it over here.
Do it. No.
I'm gonna tell.
We really appreciate you coming on the show. I know you're busy and all, so taking the time out to hang out with us is wonderful.
No, I love you guys. Really, honestly, I know that I felt like we had a major connection our first fight, you know, just being females and strong forces that have been through ups and downs. So, you know, I really appreciate coming back and following up with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you giving us your time, especially after all your hard-earned success. And we enjoy and having all you guys and watching you flourish. You know, we keep tabs on you. We watch it. We're big fans. And we're definitely going to keep watching for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that means a lot to me. So I enjoy talking to you guys and catching up. And definitely I'll let you know when I find out who when I can tell who I'm fighting. But just know she's going to get it.
So who you got anybody you want to shout out, or where can your fans find you? Or
definitely follow me on Instagram, Team Britain Heart. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter, Team Britain Heart. My Facebook is just Britain Heart. Big shout out to Box R Studios here in Miami. They've been really awesome in working with me and giving me a home. And I'm so thankful for them right now. I still love my coach, Marcus Luck, in Danville, Virginia, and Coach Haas out in Ventura and Knuckleheads. So shout out to them, because they're my support system, and without them, I couldn't be who I am.
Nice. Shout out to all your fans.
All my fans. Oh, I love all of them so much. They make my day. When I'm having a bad day, and I see them comment on my posts and comment and tell me that they're proud of me, or they believe in me, or whatever positive things they say, it really makes a difference in my day. So thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you're hard earned and working and deserving of it. So
yeah, and so that's one thing we like to have, you know, athletes back on, especially if they have great personalities, you know, they're good people and have a good story and how they got there.
Yeah, if you ever want to just mention something or talk about something and you want to, you know, announce something, definitely just message one of these guys and we'll get you on the show.
Or be in more pain.
If you have another idea,
weird shit with you sometime.
Yeah, if you want us to feel the pain with you, we'll do some stuff.
I'm down. We'll all go together and see, and then we'll
push you South Valley.
Maybe like who's the first to tap out. And then Matt, since he doesn't want to do it, he can just ask us the questions.
Yeah,
there you go.
Love it. Thank you for
coming back.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Good job, babes.
Thanks. All right. Good night.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Good job.
I feel like a chump now.
Just watch us in pain. Are you getting off over there on that shit?
I'm going to go get a taco now.
What'd you say?
I don't know why. For some reason, I called her Brittany there for a second. I have no idea.
You what?
I called her Brittany for a second for some reason.
No, she's never coming back on.
I know.
Yeah, what do you
mean? I just feel old. It's like my, you know, like your mother always, you know, called all the siblings. Hey, Tom, Matt, you know.
Are you going to do the next challenge with us, Matt?
Depends on what it is.
I want weird shit.
Yeah. Or we could do bean burritos.
I'm just such a pussy when it comes to food. Ugh.
Why? Do you not have a palate that's like big and open and you can just eat like sea urchins and shit?
Some of that.
Yeah, you have Florida. I
mean, you're talking about like eating eyeballs and shit. I'm not down with that.
We gotta figure out something.
I'm telling you, the Vegemite, so Sambo can watch in all her glory.
I still think he pitched me is gross enough.
Yeah, you should try. What my favorite Vegemite recipe is like a toasty. So toast with melted cheese inside and Vegemite.
What?
Inside what as well. Vegemite? Delicious. It's like salty and cheesy.
It looks like black gook that's just full of salt.
Like something off an alien?
Well, yeah.
You know, like in Jurassic Park, that like dinosaur that like, and that like tar comes out. Is that what Vegemite looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like those, like,
whoa.
Yeah, like.
I mean, if it's like eel sauce, I'll do it.
That's my dinosaur impression. That's Allie's dinosaur impression.
So Howie wants me to bring you guys all the meals.
Sorry.
Where are you going? New York?
What was that?
Howie wants us all to make a trip to New York.
By car?
Yes.
I have no idea. It's going to be a long car ride for Sam.
Yeah, we don't have our vaccines, so like we got to drive.
Dad joke challenge.
I'd love dad to work. Oh, like no one can laugh?
No one can laugh? Oh, really?
Is that what dad the dad joke challenge is?
I ain't going to laugh.
Like keep a straight face?
I ain't going to laugh.
All right. Well, it was a good show. I thought you guys did great. And Britton's something else. She's amazing.
I know. Like
I feel like
I'm hoping she gets
my confidence now.
I hope her and Christine get to duke it out at some point and go for the the title needs to be out there and somebody needs to claim it.
So nice, everybody wants to see.
I think that really jumped up the BKFC though.
Mm-hmm.
So
do what?
They need more weight classes. Weight class for girls.
You guys have the BKFC app yet?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How much like that?
Can you get it on Android?
It's like $4. Yeah, and it's a month, and you can put it on Android or your Roku or Fire Stick or whatever, I think. So.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it. Like all the events are streamed live to it, so you get to watch them there for $4.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be free to us? Don't they know we're 11 on Amazon?
Yeah, right, exactly. I agree with that.
Perks. When do the perks start flying?
That money does help people like Brit. So.
Mm-hmm. We get t-shirts, by the way, of like Matt is like Charlie and then the angels around it.
I like that idea.
I was like cartoon cells. Like, can you guys?
Good night, angels.
Yeah.
You gotta grow that.
That's kind of true, like it. Because you're not.
Yeah, do like the. You
really wanted to be a part with both, like, you're stuck with us. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Ah, mustacheless Matt.
Money.
Yeah, we need to get some kind of fan art going on, or like a new cover. Because, like, a lot of people get confused. There's people that know me. And, like, hey, do you have a new fight with, like, this girl or whatever? Like, what are you talking about? Well, they'll see, like, our cover thing. Like, there's a fight. I'm like, fuck no, I want to fight that girl. She's pro. That's just a podcast.
That's why we're posting. We're not fighting no more. I mean, Sambo is, but she's in Australia. So she can't touch us over here. Safe.
Okay, I don't know.
She's still a spring chicken.
I don't know if Monica was watching, but she took that challenge and beat the shit out of it. So
I know. And then to find out she doesn't even like spicy food. Like, I like spicy food.
Yeah, that is
weird. I didn't last 5 minutes.
Yeah. But she said it was all mental. I'm like, there's no way you can get through that unless you're just mentally just strong.
Yeah, especially if you're not into spicy food because you kind of build up a tolerance. So
yeah. I eat jalapenos every day and I couldn't do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon she covered her mouth with something before that?
She's got, like,
she wasn't struggling at all.
We didn't make her.
Let's check your mouth.
Sambo's a bad lady. We know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not worried about
your future opponents.
Do you notice we don't talk shit to Sambo ever?
Do
you have a fight coming up?
I want to do a special.
No, I'm still learning the BJJ game, and I'm getting it. Like, I'm close. I reckon maybe a year's time, but I don't want to rush it because I'm really enjoying learning. Like, I love it.
Don't rush it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, everyone's asking when you're fighting, and I'm like, not yet. It's coming.
I know. There's always pressure.
Or say striking, fighting. But
yeah, I don't want to feel pressured.
I rush my MMA. But don't. It's fun. It's a great way to cut weight. Yes.
Have you guys, like, you love training until you have a fight camp.
If you guys are bored, also for $6 on Amazon, there's a new movie called Born a Champion. Sean Flannery, he's
not on this show?
Yes, he's coming on our show. He was in Boondock Saints.
Yes, I know. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Garrett, we can sneak on the boys' show at any time.
I know, but I can
crash their show.
I have a psychotic schedule.
I watched the show and nearly cried. So
I think I saw him, or maybe it was.
Oh, Matt, are you generally emotional?
Oh, that's what you guys are talking about, crying.
That is really sad.
I've only cried a few times in my life.
Fox and the Hound, huh?
But I mean, like, it wasn't like I cried. I choked him back. You know what I'm saying? But it was one of those ones where, like, you can
feel it. They, like, vaulted up here, but they stayed
here. I cried in The Lion King. Oh, that movie is so sad.
I cried in, like, every Toy Story.
I think it's the only movie I ever actually, like,
really?
Was Braveheart.
Really? I guess I never watched it.
Braveheart?
Karen, what makes you cry?
Me?
Yeah. Movie cry.
Yeah,
movie
Karen. Cry.
Shit. I don't have feelings.
She doesn't cry.
I get emotional with movies. I don't understand.
I don't know. I have to think about that. Tune back in.
Did you go on Titanic? That's a pretty sad movie. Every bitch cries in The Notebook.
Dude, I didn't cry all the time. I was like 19 years old for a long time because I didn't like have all those hormones. And then one day it just came to me and I was crying at like the Pamper commercials. What's that little teddy bear, that little fluffy thing with like
Snuggles?
Charmin.
Yeah, the Snuggle, whatever that, I was crying my ass off, like watching him hug his blankie. But it's different now, I don't know.
Yeah, I think as I got older, I'm becoming more emotional with movies than I ever was.
Me too, Allie.
And like Disney movies get, or like some Adam Sandler movies get super fucking sad, like Click.
Yeah. Oh, or Blended, like when he's suing the Rainbow Bridge because her mom is dead, and oh my god, not a Rainbow Bridge, like Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. That one was pretty good too. I was actually just talking about Blended today and how it's a good movie.
I love Blended. I can watch Adam Sandler over and over. Or I watch 50 First Dates a lot over and over and over.
We actually just watched it here the other night.
He's one of my favorites. And I paid like, I don't know how much freaking money to see Adam Sandler up close a couple years ago. Like, he's like my favorite. Like, he's the only thing that makes me happy. Like, if I'm sad, not talking about always crying, if I'm sad, that's the only thing I watch. So you know exactly when I'm sad, my boyfriend will walk in and I literally have Adam Sandler on repeat. Straight for a whole week, but I will cry at his movies too, despite him being a comedy.
I don't like Adam Sandler. I don't know why.
Huh? You what? You're jealous.
I've never liked him. I've just never liked him.
I find Adam Sandler plays the same character in all his movies.
What's that?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler plays the same character in all his movies.
So does Matt.
Matt, me, the same.
It's like Jim Carrey.
Still funny.
Yeah, some of them, they just play the same guy. They're not that good actors. They play themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like Jim Carrey. Every movie is the same guy.
No, absolutely. Have you ever heard of CDs? I grew up listening to CDs. People don't even know he has CDs. You ever heard the song at a medium pace? Most romantic song. Everyone watching, Google at a medium pace.
You know how old I am? Of course I know that song.
Okay, you know, it's a really dirty song talking about sticking shampoo bottles up your ass, but he's fantastic.
Oh, I was gonna say, I've heard like the turkey song.
Yeah, wash my blood.
There's one track where he's just peeing. The whole song is just him peeing in a toilet, I think. So he's fabulous.
My neighbor's dog has a 4-inch dick.
All right.
Good. We're gonna wrap this up.
Well.
So now we know tomorrow night if it's available.
Yes, Howie. Will Ferrell is the man.
Me. I mean, I don't hate Will Ferrell.
Call the drum set.
All right.
Step Brothers, that was pretty good. Even my youngest likes that movie.
Do what?
Oh, Benito.
He almost got neutered today. And then I chose not to castrate him. So happy Cinco de Mayo.
Because he could get cancer.
Why? Mama said they're going to laugh at you.
Huh, we saved your balls.
So why did you?
Is he super horny?
No, he's not.
That's enough testicles on the screen.
Oh, okay. Then you don't need to cut them off.
He's my baby.
So were you were performing the surgery and you decided not to?
I remember my lab,
he was so horny. And after we cut his balls off, he was fine. He was normal.
He's fine, but he only likes the humping that looks like him. Like, he has a skunk toy. He looks like a skunk, so he likes to hump his skunk toys. It was terrifying. He stopped it. Right? Good job, babe.
He's like people, Pepe Le Pew.
People are just going to jump.
And that's
people
my actually,
just going to jump on the program at this time.
That's flour, but he's holding pizza instead of a flour. I love skunks. I grew up. That's why I got him, because he looked like a skunk. So I love Pepe.
Oh, okay.
How's all you guys that don't like Pepe?
You'll live longer if you're new to him.
No, that's why I didn't do it, because look it up. It talks about dogs, male dogs, having no increase in lifespan, and they actually have an increase in prostate cancers if you neuter. It's a new study. I just read this. I thought I was going to, like, save him from cancer. Not necessarily male dogs. Female dogs apparently have way better chances at living longer. It's the male dogs that they're like, you can increase the aggression. So I don't know. I'm going to hold off a little bit longer.
I know I found out the rats, I might have to get them neutered because they can get tumors on their testicles.
Yeah, like, I think the small animals, I would absolutely get neutered. Those big old testicles on the
rats. But if you wait longer, Karen, it will hurt him more. Like, ooh, it's so sad seeing them come out of recovery after they get neutered.
I don't know if I'm going to get
my
neutered.
Dog was so sad.
I think he's going to... We're going to save these suckers, okay?
Are you going to dip them in glitter?
I'm sorry, I'm embarrassing him.
Have you seen that where they dip them in glitter?
Yeah, I know. My baby. He's my sweetie. He's my son, so I'm really cautious.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, it was nice chatting with you and having all of you ladies back on the show. But
yeah, it's been a while since we've all been on.
Charlie has to go get drunk, Angels.
Good night, Charlie.
So hopefully it'll be a little more frequent. Sorry, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh.
Yeah. Have a good evening over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Delicious. I need some.
All right. We'll see you next week, ladies.
Chill. Good night.
Good night, Matt.
See ya.
Bye.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.